आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम वीसी प्रमोद, द हेडलाइंस। इंडिया एआई इंपैक्ट समिट 2026 टू अडॉप्ट लीडर्स डिक्लेरेशन इन न्यू दिल्ली टुडे। Prime Minister Narendra Modi chairs roundtable with business leaders. Lords shared commitment to harnessing AI for human progress and sustainable development. Election Commission directs chief electoral officers of 22 states and union territories to complete SIR preparatory work. Union Home Minister Amit Shah to launch Vibrant Villages Program 2 in Carter district of Assam today. U.S. President Donald Trump's Board of Peace commits more than $7 billion for Gaza relief package. And in cricket, Karnataka enter final of Ranji Trophy after 11 years. The India AI Impact Summit 2026 is underway at the Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi formally inaugurated the summit yesterday and welcomed world leaders. The five-day summit began on the 16th of this month and will conclude tomorrow. The leaders' declaration will be adopted today. More from our correspondent.
On the fifth day of the summit today, the leaders' declaration will be adopted, affirming collective commitments and outlining a shared roadmap for global AI governance and collaboration. High-level GPAI Council meetings will take place today. Additionally, member countries will review progress aligned with priorities to strengthen multilateral cooperation on responsible and inclusive AI. To strengthen the AI ecosystem in the country, the government has approved an outlay of over 10,000 crore rupees for the India AI mission. The summit is witnessing participation from over 500 AI leaders and more than 100 founders and chief executive officers, 150 academicians and researchers, and nearly 400 chief technical officers joining the event. Following the overwhelming response from exhibitors, innovators, and visitors, the India AI Impact Summit will remain open till tomorrow. The summit marks a significant milestone in India's push for responsible and inclusive artificial intelligence. With Dilnasi Arju, Ankit Kumar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Delhi Traffic Police has issued an advisory regarding special traffic arrangements from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. in view of the AI Impact Summit today. It is advised commuters to plan their journeys in advance, avoid affected stretches, and follow directions of traffic personnel on duty. Prime Minister Modi chaired the roundtable discussion with business leaders at the India AI Impact Summit in New Delhi yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the CEO roundtable brought together various stakeholders from the world of AI, technology and innovation. The discussions were insightful and forward-looking, focused on scaling AI responsibly, strengthening global collaboration and unlocking opportunities for growth. Mr. Modi said that it was heartening to see a shared commitment to harnessing AI for human progress and sustainable development. The Election Commission has directed chief electoral officers of 22 states and union territories to complete preparatory work related to the upcoming Special Intensive Revision SIR of electoral rules. The Election Commission has asked the CEOs of these states and UTs to complete the initial work, saying that the SIR is expected to begin from April this year. These states are Andhra Pradesh, Arunachal Pradesh, Chandigarh, Dadra and Nagar Haveli and Daman and Diu, Haryana, Himachal Pradesh, Jammu and Kashmir, Jharkhand, Karnataka, Ladakh, Maharashtra, Manipur, Meghalaya, Mizoram, Nagaland, Delhi, Odisha, Punjab, Sikkim, Tripura, Telangana and Uttarakhand. The commission said that currently SIR is underway in 12 states and union territories. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will launch the Vibrant Villages Program 2 in Carter district of Assam today. The program focuses on improving border villages and creating sustainable livelihood opportunities, fostering secure border communities in alignment with the vision of Viksit Bharat 2047. More from our correspondent.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah will visit Nutanpur village in Katigora, located on the India-Bangladesh border in Kachar district. During the visit, he will review the progress of barbed wire fencing along the border and assess security measures aimed at controlling illegal infiltration and cross-border crime. Earlier in the day, Chief Minister Hemant Biswa Sarma will inaugurate a cement manufacturing unit at Beranga near Silchar. The Union Home Minister will also formally formally launch the second phase of the Vibrant Village program funded by the central government. This initiative aims to transform border villages into self-reliant centers by providing modern roads, communication facilities and sustainable employment opportunities. Thereafter, he is scheduled to have a brief visit to Agartala, Tripura before returning to Guwahati, the state capital of Assam. Shashwati Bhattacharjee, RNU, Akashvani, Silchar.
Mr. Shah will also inaugurate the joint regional official language conference in Agartala, Tripura today. The first of its kind conference in Tripura will see participation from around 20 states, including West Bengal, Odisha, Assam and Uttar Pradesh. The event brings together over 3,000 senior officials, experts and representatives from government offices, public sector undertakings and banks across the eastern, northeastern and northern regions of India. The discussions will focus on promoting the use of Hindi and other Indian languages, leveraging artificial intelligence and modern technologies to address language-related challenges. In Meghalaya, Shillong MP Dr. Ricky A.J. Singkong passed away yesterday evening following a cardiac arrest. He was 54. Dr. Singkong, a prominent leader of the Voice of the People's Party, was widely regarded as a strong and articulate voice for Meghalaya in national politics. President Draupadi Murmu has extended greetings to the people of Arunachal Pradesh and Mizoram on their statehood day today. In a social media post, President Murmu said both the states are blessed with pristine natural beauty, rich cultural heritage and enterprising people. She added that these states continue to inspire with their remarkable contributions and commitment to national development. The president also wished for the sustained progress and prosperity of the people of both the states. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at the rate AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. The inaugural Board of Peace meeting was concluded in Washington, D.C. last night. Addressing the meeting, U.S. President Donald Trump announced commitments of more than $7 billion U.S. dollars towards the Gaza relief package from members of the Board of Peace.
Since the hard-won ceasefire of last October, the United States and our partners have facilitated the delivery of vast amounts of humanitarian aid, numbers that nobody's ever seen before. In November, the United Nations Security Council unanimously approved the Board of Peace. And last month in Davos, we welcomed over 24 members to this very important new organization.
Mr. Trump signed the unanimously passed resolution establishing the principles of financial integrity and transparency that will guide the Board of Peace. Mr. Trump further said that since the hard-won ceasefire of last October, the United States and its partners have facilitated the delivery of vast amounts of humanitarian aid to Gaza. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced that his administration is going to have the Save America Act after approval by the Congress. Under this act, all voters must have to show their voter ID card and proof of citizenship in order to cast vote. Moreover, no mail-in ballots will be allowed except for special cases of illness, disability, military or travel. Former South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol has been sentenced to life in prison over his attempt of imposing military rule during his tenure. The judge said that the former South Korean president was found guilty of leading an insurrection and imposition of martial law. In 2024 December, then South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol made an attempt to impose military rule to reassert his leadership, but his order lasted for only around 6 hours. In domestic cricket, Karnataka have entered the final of the Ranji Trophy after 11 years. In the second semi-final, the match between Karnataka and Uttarakhand was drawn on the fifth and final day at the Bharat Ratna Sri Atal Bihari Vajpayee Ekta Cricket Stadium in Lucknow yesterday. However, the massive first innings lead was enough for Karnataka to enter the final. Devdutt Padikkal led Karnataka, scored 736 runs in their first innings, while Uttarakhand were bundled out for just 233 runs. In the second innings, Karnataka scored 323 runs and then Uttarakhand were 260 for 6 at stumps on the fifth and final day. As a result, the match was drawn. Devdutt Padikkal was adjudged player of the match for his double century in the first innings. Karnataka will now face Jammu and Kashmir in the final match at the KSCA Hubli Cricket Ground in Karnataka from the 24th of this month. Jammu and Kashmir will eye their maiden Ranji Trophy title, having reached the final for the first time. In the ICC T20 World Cup, Afghanistan defeated Canada by 82 runs in a Group D match at the M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai last night. After being invited to bat first, Afghanistan scored 200 runs in the stipulated 20 overs, with Ibrahim Zadran's unbeaten innings of 95 runs in just 56 balls. For Canada, Jaskaran Singh picked up 3 wickets. In response, Canada managed to score only 118 runs at the loss of 8 wickets. Harsh Thakur scored highest 30 runs for Canada. For Afghanistan, Mohammad Nabi bagged 4 wickets, while skipper Rashid Khan also picked up 2 wickets. Ibrahim Zadran was adjudged player of the match. In another match of the day, Zimbabwe registered a 6-wicket victory over Sri Lanka in Group B match at the R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo last evening. Earlier, West Indies defeated Italy by 42 runs in their final Group C clash at the Eden Gardens in the afternoon. Today, Australia will take on Oman in the last Group B encounter at the Palekkal International Cricket Stadium in Sri Lanka. The match will begin at 7 p.m. Indian time. Pakistan Hockey Federation President Tariq Bugti has resigned from his post following mismanagement at Pakistan's recent Australia tour during the FIH Pro League. Before resigning from his post, Mr. Bugti also imposed a 2-year ban on Pakistani hockey team skipper Ahmed Shakil, but for criticising the federation for the mismanagement. The hockey team captain addressed the media after returning from Australia and alleged that the players spent hours on the road after the hotel earmarked for them declined them entry for lack of an advance payment by the Hockey Federation. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Saira Mushtaba.
Thank you, Pramod. Modi calls for inclusive AI, unveils Manav framework, is the lead in the Times of India. PM frames India as key player in AI ecosystem, is the lead in Hindustan Times, the Indian Express headlines. Fortune and future in AI, not fear. It's for global good, says PM. And the Pioneer headlines, Manav vision to anchor India's AI push, says PM Modi. The papers add, PM Modi pitched India as a central player in the global AI ecosystem and called for stronger guardrails for regulating emerging technologies. Another prominent story covered in all newspapers is the special intensive revision of voters list. The Hindu headlines, SIR in 22 states and UTs expected from April, says EC. While the Asian Age headlines, gear up for SIR, EC tells Punjab, Haryana, HP and other states. Cough up 170 rupees to enter Himachal from 1st April is a story in the Tribune. The story adds that the toll rates have been substantially increased from 30 rupees to 250 rupees for various categories of vehicles from other states, and that private vehicles such as cars, jeeps and vans will have to pay 170 rupees instead of the current 70 rupees. The British prince being arrested in UK over misconduct is widely covered in the front pages of most newspapers. UK police arrest former British Prince Andrew over Epstein links, headlines the Statesman. Editorial in Hindustan Times is about the winds of change blowing in domestic cricket. It's heartening to see how every season now seems to throw up a new underdog story. If it was Kerala that made the final last year, it's Jammu and Kashmir this year. Performance of JNK's Akhib Nabi, who took 55 wickets at an average of 12.72, deserves recognition. And with that, it's back to you, Pramod.
Thank you, Saira. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India AI Impact Summit 2026 to adopt Leaders' Declaration in New Delhi today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chairs roundtable with business leaders. Lords shared commitment to harnessing AI for human progress and sustainable development. Election Commission directs chief electoral officers of 22 states and union territories to complete SIR preparatory work. Union Home Minister Amit Shah to launch Vibrant Villages Program 2 in Karcher district of Assam today. US President Donald Trump's Board of Peace commits more than $7 billion for Gaza relief package. And in cricket, Karnataka enter final of Ranji Trophy after 11 years. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.